In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Monday, October 23rd. Good to have you with us. It's been a busy few days on the tax and budget front in Washington. Last week, the Senate passed a budget resolution for fiscal year 2018. Republican leaders in the House want to vote on it this week. If they pass it, it'll smooth the way for the tax overhaul the GOP is pushing. President Trump wants that tax plan on his desk before the end of the year. But meeting that deadline will be a feat. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on the rush and the roadblocks.
The budget blueprint the Senate just passed allows $1.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. But, says Alan Viard at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute,
the Republican leadership would like to provide tax cuts in excess of that amount. Republicans would need to find offsetting revenue measures, for example, to limit itemized deductions.
Well, getting rid of popular deductions for mortgage interest and charitable donations already hit a wall of opposition. But there are other targets, like the state and local tax deduction, or reducing how much workers can contribute tax deferred to 401k retirement accounts. Stan Colander is a budget analyst at the MSL Group.
What Congress is doing with all these variety of proposals or balloons that they're floating, basically looking for the equivalent of nickels and dimes off the pavement.
Though the change to 401ks would raise more than nickels and dimes, says Jamie Cox at Harris Financial Group, which has lobbied against the measure. He estimates it's worth $500 billion.
If you want to lower tax rates to the extent President Trump wants to, you need something really, really large. I mean, outside of entitlements and defense, I mean, that's a whopper of a tax line item.
Except then this morning, President Trump tweeted that this great and popular middle-class tax break for 401ks will stay around. Republicans want to pass their tax cuts before the holiday recess in December to notch a legislative win and get ahead of the midterm elections next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.